RV industry faces challenges amid macroeconomic downturn. The third quarter report from Thor Industries Incorporated has shed light on the difficulties faced by the RV industry in recent months. Despite resilient demand for certain products, the company's financial results reveal a tough economic landscape. Net sales of $2.78 billion were reported, with EBITDA reaching $209.1 million. The North American motorized and European segments showed resilience, with fiscal 2026 third quarter motorized net sales up 7.7% and European net sales up 3.6% on a constant currency basis compared to the prior year period. However, these gains were not enough to offset the impact of macroeconomic headwinds. The company's operations in both North America and Europe are being streamlined, with initiatives aimed at better positioning the business for the near-term RV landscape. This effort is part of the previously announced strategic realignment of Thor's North American RV operations. Despite these efforts, the guidance for full-year fiscal 2026 diluted EPS has been revised due to prolonged macroeconomic headwinds. The company now expects earnings per share in the range of $3.30 to $3.80, down from previous estimates of $3.75 to $4.25. The impact of geopolitical events and their effect on consumer sentiment and material costs have been significant. The unforeseen duration of these macroeconomic influences has made it challenging for the industry to recover. Thor Industries President and Chief Executive Officer, Bob Martin, acknowledged the challenges faced by the company in his statement. He noted that the consequences of the risk identified at the end of the fiscal second quarter have exceeded expectations. The company's focus on executing its strategy within any economic environment is evident in its commitment to navigating this challenging macroeconomic backdrop. The resilience shown by certain segments, such as North American motorized and European, demonstrates an enduring interest in the RV lifestyle. However, the overall impact of these challenges cannot be overstated. The revised guidance for full-year diluted EPS reflects the uncertainty and volatility faced by the industry. Thor Industries must now adapt to this new economic reality and find ways to mitigate its effects. As the RV industry continues to navigate this difficult period, it is essential to consider the long-term implications of macroeconomic headwinds. The company's efforts to streamline operations and position itself for success in a recovering market will be crucial in determining its future trajectory.